So I know this looks bad, and without context, terrible even, but there's a very good explanation as to how we got to this point. There's gonna be action, adventure, and even intergalactic intrigue.
Sounds to me like there's going to be an overabundance of lying. We're not here for your life story. We have footage of you and your crew breaking a dozen laws around GLP Starspace. You're all under arrest.
Trust me, my team would have broken more if we were allowed.
Oh, well, let me thank you for not doing the things you are already not allowed to do. Let me show you how grateful we are by placing you all under arrest.
But you need the context. Trust me, it's worth it. My crew and I are innocent. I admit there was some collateral damage, but my crew and I are on to something big. We're the best hope for the galaxy right now.
Yeah, right. Best hope. Is that why this cat girl is drinking on the job?
Admittedly, not a good photo of her. The lighting is horrible.
Oh.
But that's Tink. She's hands down the best doctor in the whole galaxy.
Looks like the drunkest one, too.
Bartender, another round.
Ma'am, you are not at a bar. You are being arrested.
Well, then, make it a double.
Uh-huh. And who's this guy?
Blank.
Well, I'm going to need you to think a bit harder.
No, his name is Blank. One of the most advanced androids in existence, full of all sorts of knowledge, and as I call him, the coolest bloke around.
And then there's the spiders. Those buggers were big, right?
Huge!
I wasn't in any real danger, of course, but I acted the part so my mate wouldn't feel bad about dying horribly. That's being a good friend, you know? Staying positive when your friends are doomed.
Dude, that's so awesome! Then what happened?
Then I stood right in front of the spider queen and yelled, "Hey, sexy, I got six of your eyes. Can I buy you a drink?"
You are so cool!
And what is this? And where is their skin?
That's Moist. She comes from a race of sentient bone aliens. She's the fiercest fighter on our crew.
Moist? That's an unusual name for something so dry. Why do I feel super creeped out?
That's normal.
Why does she dress like a teenager?
That's because she is.
Like, give it back!
Ma'am, please, try being an adult for one moment. I thought Bonierians were known to be wise aliens with their long lifespans.
What did you call me?
An adult?
No, you called me ma'am. Don't bone and call me ma'am. I'm a beautiful, blossoming teenage female skeleton. I'm not a super ancient fleshy doofus like you. Why is this so boring?
For the love of God. Just give her back her game.
Yeah. Why don't you give me back my game, ma'am?
No.
Never gonna get away with that. You're gonna close me like you're gonna scream. You're gonna die. I'm just gonna be pissed off. I'm just gonna go out and make a PLC. You better bone that head and you better know you're gonna see my wrath. I'm just pissed off. I hate all of you.
Ah, I recognize this plant-based life form here. Of all the times to have a Voxelian on your team.
Yep, that's Prim, our resident PR manager. She makes things look good for us. Should things go bad?
Go bad? Things could not get worse for you. Clearly this Prim plant thing is not doing a great job at your PR.
Could be better true, but she really is great at her job and really nice. She's just a bit, you know.
Is it a starship?
Ma'am, it's okay if you don't know what indicted means. Just say you don't know and we'll explain it.
No. I know what it means. Just give me a second. I got it. It's a diet, right?
And that's...
Vice Captain Tom. I know he looks like a fat person wearing a fat suit, but don't let his appearance fool you. He's an incredibly talented man, and he makes sure we do our missions to completion.
Then why does it look like you're all annoyed by him?
Well, he does eat almost all our food, but let's just say that his eccentricities are not often appreciated.
Vice Captain Tom, can we get through this without you vampirically feeding on our discomfort? Can you do that for us, please?
Sure. But I gotta say, is it me, or are those suits getting tighter and tighter on you guys? Oh, it really brings out the bits.
All right, I tap out. Bring in the big guns. Send the juggler in.
Yes. Ooh, please do. As long as he can juggle more than two.
The USS Octopus, BAS-1925, Shade Force Division AI-managed starship. Who in their right mind would grant you a ship of this level?
She prefers to go by Puss, and she's great to us. Like a cool mom.
That's right. And I'd have appreciated it if you folks wiped your feet before stomping around my halls. It's gonna take me a while to get the stains out of this floor, and I'm gonna end up missing Gator Week. Your ship would be so disappointed in you. I'd tan your hide, if I could.
It's okay, Puss. We knew this would end up happening someday.
Well, if you say so, Sugar.
And would you like to explain why there is an alien puppy on this mission as well?
That's Milano. And he's the key to all of this.
This is ridiculous. You're ridiculous. Your alien dog is ridiculous. All of this is absolutely ridiculous. I don't even know what to say. Give me one reason I shouldn't arrest on mere general principle.
I'll give you two. For one, we're on a mission of dire importance, and we are close to something that has some universe-altering consequences.
Like learning how often an alien puppy poops in space.
If you don't, it's highly likely you'll be caught in the crossfire.
A likely story. Who in the world would attack a GLP-sanctioned ship and a Shade Force Admiral's war starship?
You'd be surprised.
This is madness! You're the lowest-ranked Shade Force squad in the entire Galactic League of Planets!
I know this isn't the time for I told you so's, but... I'm applying it heavily.
Shade Force, Season 1. Created by R.J. Tolson. Now streaming on your favorite podcast platform.